You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so I guess the big question now with the Olympics is, are they going to drain the Olympics pool? And from what I understand, they've declined to do so. Now, how many people really think it's a big deal that Olympians pee in the Olympic pool? I thought it was a big deal because I've been sitting here. I mean, you know, I have a lot of causes I like to fight for, right? Okay. I like to support, awareness for breastfeeding and awareness for autistic education and awareness that my show is on the air, even though many people turn it off. So there's a lot of things I'm a proponent for, but also I like to fight urination in public pools. I think urinating in public pools is absolutely disgusting. So when we hear that Ryan Lochte, Olympian, tells Ryan Seacrest, oh, we all pee in the pool. It kind of blows our image of an Olympian. We don't want to think that our Olympians urinate, evacuate their bowels, have menstrual cycles. You know how difficult it would be to enjoy the Olympics to think that, like, our gymnasts, right, you know, have issues with gas or anything like that? You know, we like to think they're superhuman. And so when you hear that Ryan Lochte says, oh, yeah, we relieve ourselves in the pool all the time. And I guess Ryan Seacrest was like during the actual race for a medal. And I guess Ryan Lochte was like, well, during warm-ups, at least. I definitely did during warm-ups. You know, you're just kind of like, wait a second. And again, one of the things I like about the Olympics are the visuals. I love red, white, and blue. I love seeing flags of various colors. And I especially love the crisp blue color of that Olympic pool when the water is calm and it's like glass, and they have now forever ruined it for me. Just ruined it for me. Now, not only is Ryan Lochte swimming in his own urine, I guess his parents have been swimming in debt from what we understand. They're having mortgage problems. And you know that little grill? I like Ryan Lochte. I think he's cute. I think he potentially could be the next Michael Phelps. Sorry, somebody's calling me. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry about this. I'm on the air. I'll call you back. You should know better. All right? You should know better. Love you. Bye. All right. I think it was my kid. Anyway, so don't feel bad if you don't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. My own family doesn't. It's embarrassing. I feel so bad. Anyway, that little American flag grill Ryan Lochte was wearing is $25,000. And then I guess he wears watches that are multiple tens of thousands of dollars. So just give it to your parents, let them buy the house, and everything's going to be okay. But I'm not that concerned about his parents' financial issues as much as I'm concerned about all the other Olympic swimmers put that water in their mouth. You guys notice that when you prepare for the Olympic swim? I mean, when I used to prepare for my Olympic swims, you know, you used to splash water on the face. But nowadays, you know, these young gun Olympians, they actually put the water in their mouth. We've seen some Olympians swallow. I've never seen any American swimmers swallow the pool, but they all put it in their mouth. They swish it and they blow it out before the race. And I wonder if they're going to do that. Now, from what I understand, I think the swimming competitions are almost all done. Yet the divers probably put some of the water in their mouth, don't they? Yeah. So, I think Ryan Lochte is, a phenomenal athlete. I think he's cuter than anything. I think he has some phenomenal rhomboids, if you ask me. But I think you've ruined the Olympic spirit for a lot of us, knowing that crisp, clean, exquisite Olympic pool has urea in it. Just throwing that out there. A lot of interesting stuff with the Olympics. Have you guys been watching it as closely as I have? I mean, I love watching the parents of the Olympics. I'm watching the parents, like Daniel Leyva, male gymnastics. I know many of you guys do not watch male gymnastics. I get that. You're too macho to watch. But I got to tell you, the guy that won the bronze, Daniel Leyva, Cuban-American, his father is absolutely hilarious. And when you watch these parents in the stands, oh, that's my baby. That's my boy. That's, it is hilarious. I mean, I would probably be doing the same thing if my kids were in the Olympics. You know, I would probably be like, of course, I'd have to wear sports bra so I wasn't, you know, jumping around as much, keep the puppies in line. But they really need to make a video of all the Olympic parents. But I got to hand it to the Americans. They have kicked some major butt. They're doing amazing. Now we're coming into the track and field, which is always pretty exciting. And hopefully there's no urination on the track. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. Oh, a lot. I am going to try to cram it all in. I want to talk about the hepatitis case that we had with Dr. Desai's office years ago, the gastroenterology clinic, where people were exposed to hepatitis. A first victim has died from his hepatitis disease. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about people have been cutting down on their cigarette use, but they're upping their pipe tobacco and their cigar. So, everybody's been touting how, when you raise cigarette prices, we're getting everybody to stop smoking. No, you're not. They're going for cheaper forms of tobacco, and I wouldn't even be surprised if chew was a part of this as well. So we're going to look at that. If we have time, I want to talk about the seal flu. There was swine flu, avian flu, now seal flu. But they're also looking at another type of swine flu. I think an H3N2 as opposed to the H1N1. So I'm going to confuse you all with all these letters and numbers, and we'll figure that out. I also want to talk about Prozac may be an effective antiviral. Yeah, we're talking about the antidepressant Prozac may be very effective at being an antiviral. It looks like, why can't I think of her name? Rosie O'Donnell's. Is it her wife or her fiance has this rare desmoid tumor issue? Many of you have been emailing me about that. What's a desmoid tumor? Looks like seahorses may be going into extinction. My favorite type of fish. Looks like Olympians aren't allowed to sleep with their wives. One just got kicked out of the Olympics. So we got a lot to talk about if we can, but I want to hear from you. Sally.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, if any of you have a Facebook account, please find us. We have a Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show, and we'll give you up-to-date news, updates, etc. Pretty cool stuff. And please find us on Twitter as well. I promise I'll move on from the Olympics, but I am just fascinated by this gentleman, Pistorius. He's the double amputee who just made the 400-meter final. Did you guys see this? Yeah, I have this TiVo'd. Phenomenal. He's a double amputee. From what I understand, when he was a kid, he was born without fibulas. You got your tibia and your fibula, you know, in the bottom parts of your legs. He was born without them, and so he had to have his legs amputated as a child. And he made the qualifying run of the 400 meter in track in the Olympics. Absolutely phenomenal. You know, so when I hear teenagers complain that, oh, school is so hard and how do I overcome algebra, take a look at these Olympians and what they're able to do. Oh, big shout out to Gabby Douglas. I thought she did phenomenal with the Women's Olympics. I think everybody did phenomenal on all our Olympic teams. I'm excited. We even had a skeet shooter that won a gold medal. You guys saw that? Yeah. And you know what? It's difficult. I didn't realize how restrictive the Olympic Village is. Couple Olympians can't sleep in the same room. I guess there's some there's an Australian couple, and they want to sleep in the same room. And no, you have to be given a male roommate if you're a man, female roommate. So couples can't be together. I could understand that. Honestly, I could see the coach is like, I don't want you guys to fight. The last thing I need is a fight. So, you know, be with someone who you're not married to while you're undergoing your training and your prep for the Olympic sport. I get that. But I guess somebody was just kicked off the team. I believe, I'm trying to think, South African, sprinter, left the Olympic Village to go visit his wife in the hotel, slept with her, right, came back. I mean, they're married, and he got kicked off because he wasn't supposed to leave the Olympic Village. So, I know, it's like jail. It's like being in jail. So, interesting stuff. All right, let's move on here. So, cigarette use is down. I know the government wants to take credit for that one. CDC has said cigarette consumption has gone down since 2008. Many people think it's because of the high cost of cigarettes. Well, they're right. But what's happening instead? People have been going to pipe tobacco, roll your own cigarettes, and cigars. So, we have seen phenomenal spikes in pipe tobacco. It's up 482%. Large cigars are up 233%. Yeah, so even though cigarette use dropped a little 2.5%, just a little bit, we have all this other type of smoking use up. So I know government wants to take credit for that. Mayor Bloomberg in New York, you heard about that. He wants to go on another publicity binge, banning bottles in hospitals, trying to restrict bottle use for infants in hospitals, forcing moms to breastfeed. That's nice. I mean, I'm for breastfeeding. I think breastfeeding is extremely important, but you're a politician. You're not a nurse. You're not a lactation specialist, Mayor Bloomberg. You're not a doctor, and you sure the heck aren't a mother. When you give birth, have I ever gone into great detail about how I gave birth? Yes, 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 you have. Good. Okay. You guys are very lucky. Because if I thought you didn't hear about my two births, I would have given it to you. Births. That's a difficult word to say. Births. All right. Yeah, placenta's flying around, everything. Anyway, to make a long story short, my two kids had, the kids did it by my placenta and placental insufficiency. So I wasn't really feeding the feet. So we had to induce both of them. One we had to induce a month early. The other one we had to induce the week of his birth. When they came out, they were pretty cachectic, pretty skinny. Now, waiting for my breast milk to come in, I know, you'd think double D's like a fire hydrant, but no, wasn't that easy. The women in our family, it takes a long time for the breast milk to come in. You bet your butt I asked for that bottle and I gave the kids a bottle. I was still able to breastfeed them. They didn't care, breast, nipple, whatever, they wanted to eat. Okay, I don't know if Mayor Bloomberg understands this, but babies want to eat. That's just something they do. I know he wants to fight obesity. I know he doesn't want people drinking out of 40-ounce soda cans. I know he wants to stop popcorn. I get that. But the average infant, when you give birth to him or her, wants some sort of nourishment. And even though you got the colostrum coming from the breast milk that's supposed to give a lot of calories and protein, sometimes women just don't give enough. So when you have babies, especially who mom believes had some sort of distress, doctor believe they had some distress, can you please make sure those baby bottles are plentiful, please? So I'm just sick and tired of seeing the government intervene. Now, one thing that happened this week, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is a part of the healthcare reform law, Affordable Healthcare Act, kicked in, where women are to receive their free contraception. Women are to receive, sexual counseling, STD counseling, HIV screening, well women visits, etc. A huge gain for women's health and a huge gain for women who have had private insurance and Medicare where they had to pay out of pocket for their physicals. This is something that's angered doctors and patients for a very long time. So something we could all agree on, which was a positive to the Affordable Health Care Act. What, though, the government doesn't realize that's been happening, unless they just don't give a heart and doot, is as we have expanded a lot of these free preventative services, I, as a doctor, and you have patients, have noticed that insurance isn't covering stuff on the back end. For example, we're hearing stories of the mammogram getting covered. You're getting your mammogram for free, but when the radiologist says, oh, we need magnification views, we need an ultrasound, we need a biopsy, that's being covered at less of a percentage than it was before. So even though we're excited that a lot of people are going to hopefully have access, maybe because they don't have the deductible or the copay, they're going to go and get their pap smears, which is wonderful. We could hopefully prevent cervical cancer screening, have an opportunity to speak to women about sexual abuse and screen them for domestic abuse, etc. Variety of things we could do when people come in for their well women visits. The one thing that we won't have control on is insurance trying to save money on the back end. And I'm finding many of my patients extremely frustrated that what used to be covered isn't. So whenever there's a good, there's a bad. So we'll see where this goes. I mean, I've been talking about this. We predicted this for a long time. So keep me posted. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how insurance is treating you. And we'll discuss this further. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Those of us who live in southern Nevada lived through the scare of the 2007 hepatitis C outbreak that occurred at a gastroenterology clinic run by Dr. Tupac Desai back in 2007. What had happened was nurse anesthetist, from what we understand, performed giving anesthesia, but in a very stupid way. There's a technique that I always found stupid, where you have the propofol that you give, you know, prior to having your colonoscopy. You have a needle sticking in there. We've seen a lot of anesthesiologists do this. Needle sticking in there, and then what you do is you take your clean syringe, you suck up, aspirate the propofol, inject it into the IV tubing, then go ahead, put the syringe back, and do it again, as if needles and syringes are that expensive. And what happened is when the clinic had done away with anesthesiologists and IV tubing and brought forth nurse anesthetists and these little IV ports, because Medicare stopped paying for anesthesiology, insurances then followed Medicare suit, it was the cheapest way to administer anesthesia. Well, when you have those little IV ports, many of you see the little red splash of blood in there. So if somebody's doing the ridiculous technique of using the same needle and syringe, right, while you're going into the ports, I can't believe this would even happen. Where's the common sense? The backsplash of the blood attaches to the syringe, gets injected into the needle in the propofol bottle, and unfortunately contaminated multiple people. Well, the first victim of this has apparently died, 77-year-old Rodolfo Mina. He died in the Philippines April 27th, from what we understand. Had been suffering from kidney failure, cirrhosis. Media just heard about it recently. We don't know if prosecutors are going to now bring up criminal charges, murder, etc. Many of you that listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show aren't in Las Vegas, Nevada. This has been something, though, that we've been watching in other cities as well, because, you know, it wasn't just Nevada that got the Medicare cuts and the insurance cuts with anesthesia, many other places. And, stupidity isn't unique to just one office. Or one doctor or one nurse anesthetist. So from what we understand, there could have been a variety of people that tried to cut corners now that they were losing the income on the anesthesia. And you don't know if anybody else was contaminated. Propofol got sued for having multi-dose vials. Most of the injectables that we see are multi-dose, but they got sued as a part of it. And we think criminal charges may be pending. So we'll keep you posted, but horrible. What a tragedy. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I probably need to make my Saturday show longer. There are so many stories throughout this week that I want to get you all up to date on. And the Dr. Dolly Show is about an hour on Saturdays. We have expanded our late night show Monday through Friday on KDWN to 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I know many of you are not night owls, and a lot of you are not in the Southwest United States area, but the signal goes out there to California, San Francisco, even Hawaii. So you can listen to the Dr. Dolly Show now 2 hours a night, late night, Monday through Friday, to try to get as much information as possible. And if you can't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't consider yourself lucky and pat yourself on the back. Download the app. We have an Android app that you can download for free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. It gives you the last 3 hours plus archives, podcasts, etc. We are working on an iPhone app, so hopefully we'll have that too. But the Android app, you could go to my website, download it there for free, or go to your Android store. If you don't have an Android and you still want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you totally rock. We have an on-demand button on my website. Go to my website, listen to on-demand, and then you could listen whenever you want. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. They came out with a couple cool things this week. FDA, I believe, approved one of those swallowing sensors where you swallow a sensor that's kind of like a grain of sand in a pill form. You wear a patch. The sensor feeds information to the patch. The patch feeds information to your doctor on what medication you're taking, if it's getting absorbed, etc. Pretty cool stuff. It's kind of a way for us doctors to spy on you, make sure you're taking your cholesterol medicine and your diabetes medicine and all that, so then we could yell at you and rip you a new one in the office, which is very fun to do, by the way. You know, there's a lot of things about physicians' jobs that people don't enjoy, code browns, rectal exams, but I got to tell you something, being able to chew your patient out because you know they did something that they're lying about is heaven. But what I'm excited about more with this technology is, you know, what else could be going on with the body? Is there going to be a way later where you swallow a sensor and it'll tell us if you have diabetes, if you have prostate cancer, if you have ovarian cancer, if you have irritable bowel? You know, I mean, that would be wonderful if these sensors can later give us that ability. So pretty cool. Another real cool thing was this spray-on skin cell spray. You guys heard about that? Well, they've been talking about this for years. 7 years ago, they did a spray-on skin type of treatment to a burn victim. He looked phenomenal. I don't know why it never made it to market. But in this particular case, they did another study where they used a spray-on type of treatment with donor skin cells, some certain blood proteins, and it improved wound healing pretty significantly. I mean, many ulcers, diabetic ulcers, venous leg ulcers, they take forever to heal. When my son stepped on my heel of my little pump, because it accidentally got kicked into the middle of the hall. For some reason, it was sitting straight up in its bag, and he stepped on it. Took probably a good 6 weeks to heal, and that's a young boy, knock on wood, thank God. That was a 6 week wound that healed. Yet ulcers, diabetic ulcers that have festered for a while, have gotten infected, these suckers take forever to heal. So, we were fooling around with hyperbaric oxygen a long time ago. I remember that about 15 years ago, and hyperbaric oxygen did wonders. I don't know why that wasn't used widespread, maybe cost, not too sure. But I guess the spray-on was able to improve healing, from what I understand, is close to 70%. I've been hearing a variety of numbers. So pretty exciting stuff. If we could later avoid the skin grafts, if we could later avoid debridement. I mean, we always have to debride the dead tissue of these wounds. But hopefully you go through one debridement, then they could spray it on. Hopefully the skin heals, you know, a little bit quicker, closes up. Because remember, the longer these ulcers are open, the more time for infection to kick in. So you want to cover, you want to get that hole sealed as quickly as possible. You can have abrasions, you can have, you know, depths to your wound, but a full ulceration that hits the blood vessels, extremely dangerous. We don't like that. So that was something that was cool that came out in the news this week. We've spent a significant amount of time. Unfortunately, I was out of town last week, so you heard one of our best of reruns. I don't know if it was the best of, but it was the best that we could come up with for me being out of town. Okay, let's just say that. I was at a medical CME doing a wilderness medicine course, which I need to spend some time later this month giving you guys some tips that I learned. Really cool stuff on hypothermia and snake bites and spider bites. Really cool stuff. Star Trek cool stuff. But one thing that had happened that was pretty frightening that we had talked about earlier in the week that I didn't get to discuss with my Saturday listeners was a little boy had sustained a scrape during, I believe it was some sort of a sport during school. Goes to the hospital, starts to have a fever, not feeling right, but the hospital sends him home. He goes into septic shock and dies. We also talked about one of the flesh-eating bacteria victims. I believe one of the 30-year-old women had just died suffering and succumbing to the flesh-eating bacteria. And I think what we need to take from these horrible cases is don't underestimate your wounds. And I remember when I was in medical school, anytime I cut myself or hurt myself, I would iodine like crazy and use alcohol. And then, you know, you start getting some cuts and you get some paper cuts and, you know, you just start to blow it off, cat scratches, because, you know, nothing seems to happen. You're like, well, I don't have to sit there and wash things off. If a little boy could get a scrape, go into septic shock where the infection seeds into his bloodstream, then he goes into multi-organ failure and dies, and that's just from a scrape, I think we need to stop underestimating these wounds and do a better job of cleaning and having our wounds evaluated. Again, it was just a little scrape. Heartbreaking. Now, the Georgia woman, who is a multiple amputee, now, after sustaining the flesh-eating bacteria during a ziplining accident, this case scared the heck out of us, and we spent a long time discussing it, where she had fallen, had a severe wound. It was, from what I understand, repaired in the ER setting, stapled at the most superficial site of it, and antibiotics weren't given. She comes back having, you know, increased pain. They gave her pain medicine, still no antibiotics. Third, fourth time around, finally somebody gives her antibiotics. It's too late. She acquires the flesh-eating bacteria. It goes into necrotizing fasciitis, where the bacteria spreads along the fascia, covering the muscle deep underneath the skin. She ends up having to lose multiple limbs. Now, in that particular case, we had discussed how pain could sometimes be the only sign of infection. And if your medical professional is looking for pus, redness, they may not see it when you have necrotizing fasciitis or an infection that's laying that deep. Now, when you look at these cases, it's still rare. I mean, not everybody gets the flesh-eating bacteria. Not everybody gets necrotizing fasciitis. Not everybody dies of septic shock from a wound. But I think what we all should take home from this is do not underestimate a wound. You cut yourself. You scrape yourself. I don't give a heart and do it. You go to the faucet. Water, soap and water. I don't care. Warm water, lukewarm water. Just wash that puppy out. One of the reasons why we bleed is a defense mechanism. When you bleed, things are going outward. They're going downstream. So bacteria can't get in. Sometimes if it's a wound that's not bleeding heavily, we even tell you to kind of bleed it out. But for the most part, the medical profession tells you to, you know, try to stop all bleeding, of course, because, you know, we don't want you to try to determine if it's an arterial versus an artery versus a capillary. But just there's some things that you need to do with wound management that we've discussed on the show, but the primary thing you could do is wash it thoroughly. Then have a physician take a look at it. And just because it's not turning red, just because it's not pussing up, doesn't necessarily mean it's not infected. Sometimes a deeper achy pain could be a sign of an infection. All right, don't go away. We got a lot more medical news to cover. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter.
Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, we are bad to the bone and the marrow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, any of you that have Facebook accounts, find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia. Find us there, and please follow us on Twitter as well if you can, so I can give you up-to-date medical updates. Really quickly before we move on, I was talking about, underestimating wounds. You know, we're still in the dead of summer, pretty hot throughout the country, kind of nasty summer we've been having. Also, don't underestimate how much water you should bring wherever you go to your outings. Even if you don't think you're going to an outing, you think you're just going to the neighborhood store, I want to make sure you all have a bottle of water, a couple bottles of water. Yesterday, Mitt Romney came to town in southern Nevada. We were at a Sierra Truck Body and Equipment, a fabulous place to have a rally for Mitt Romney. Lots of people came, and it was an early morning event. Doors opened at about 7:15. He was going to roughly speak at about 8:15, so early morning. And for those of you that live in southern Nevada, it's hot still, but not that bad. You know, usually we don't like to go out between 10 and 4 when you live in Phoenix, when you live in Vegas and Tucson and Yuma. I mean, I've lived in the Southwest most of my life. You avoid 10 to 4. So there's a program, right, where there's Mitt Romney speaking. Nah, I'm going to get my butt down there. It's 7 in the morning, that's easy. Easy squeezy piece of cake. So I had, I think, a bottle and a half of water. But it wasn't enough. Wouldn't touch it. You're standing outside, going through security. Then too many people came, so they held you up. Yeah, I know. I should have just gone in saying, oh, I'm Dr. Dahlia, but I had my family there, and I just kind of ran in to get them some water. You know, I know. It was hard. I mean, we all got in from what we understand, but we were dehydrating, and my kids easily got dehydrated. A big kudos to the Republican Party that organized it. They actually were handing out bottles of water, but do not underestimate heat and where you're going and what you're doing, because it could be 7:45 in the morning where you live, 7:45 in the morning, and you could already start going through dehydration, heat stroke, heat exhaustion. Now, true, what, it's August 4th. So yesterday was August 3rd, probably the worst time of year. But make sure you have those fluids. Plus, what if your car breaks down? All right, you could dehydrate fairly easily. You can't turn on your air conditioning, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before I go and take your calls, Donovan's working on that. Really quickly here, they say Prozac may be able to kill some viruses. We are talking about the antidepressant Prozac. How could that happen? How could that kill viruses? Well, people at UCLA, researchers, discovered as a fluke that fluoxetine, the drug marketed as Prozac, was able to kill virus cells on cell cultures, especially human enteroviruses. The enteroviruses are responsible for polio, meningitis, encephalitis, conjunctivitis. Enteroviruses are almost as common as the common cold. And I guess they had found that Prozac was able to decrease the replication and show antiviral activity against these enteroviruses. That's some pretty cool stuff. Now, no, we're not ready to just tell everybody to pop Prozac by any means when there's a viral issue. But, with all the issues that we've been having with swine flu, and now they're looking at this possible seal flu, all right, hold on one second. I know we got some calls. Hold on. Many seals had been found dead in the East Coast last September, and they found that it was a virus that was transmitted by some of the sea birds. And I think it was the H3N8, if I could pull that one out of my retroperitoneum. I think it was H3N8. And they found that if seal birds, or these birds that could transmit this virus to seals, also carry avian flu, right? Then the H5N1, then these two viruses could coalesce, mutate, and form a pretty mutant virus that could affect humans. So right now, the seal flu doesn't affect humans, but if it mixes with the avian flu, it can. Kind of confusing, huh? So the researchers are looking at that. I gotta admit, I think the CDC is doing a pretty damn good job with that. I'm glad somebody's on top of it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Louie on the line. Hey, Louie, how you doing? Louie, you there? Oh, Louie's got tonsillitis, or is it laryngitis? Donovan, let me know when you get it back. All right. So, you know, another thing that researchers have also looked at is this new swine flu. Okay, I mean, look at all these different H1N1s, H5N1s. Well, there's a swine flu called H3N2. And there's been 29 human cases of this new strain in the last 2 years. From what we understand, this virus usually isn't a human virus. It's a swine virus. However, the CDC isn't going to mess around, and they're going to already start working on a flu vaccine for this, H3N2. So you got H1N1, H5N1 avian, H3N2 second swine flu, H3N8 seal flu. I don't know how they get it all together. And I got to tell you, what really worries me is, what about H4N17? I mean, if you're all the way up to an 8, I mean, I could just imagine, what about all the other H's and N's that they have that we don't know about? So, you know, makes you get kind of gets you a little nervous. All right. Donovan, how we doing? Okay, no big deal. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we talk about relationships a lot on the Dr. Dolly Show. I know lovey-dovey stuff. Well, scientists today, or I should probably say yesterday, have revealed at the University of Tennessee that none of this forgive and forget. They actually urge that you fight it out with your hubby or with your wife. Don't be holding anything back. Fight it out. I mean, no punching, of course, right? Deal with it. I think I'm going to do that. There's a lot of things that my husband does that I just kind of water off a duck's back. And then I like to wait till the end of the month and then let him have it. Maybe I'm expending too much energy letting him have it at the end of the month. I should kind of, bit by bit. I think it's a great idea. We got Louie back. Hey, Louie, how you doing? What's going on?
Fine, Doc. Listen, I talked to you a long time ago. I'm waiting for a hip replacement from the VA, which could probably take, who knows, forever.
Wow.
Is there any way to get one out? Is there any way to get one out there in the public sector?
The private sector, yeah. Do you have Medicare or is it?
No, all I have is just the VA. Maybe I should get Medicare. I don't know anything about it. I didn't want to pay the bill.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Now, are you through TriWest with your veterans, or it just you just have your card and you're able to go through the VA? Because
I get discounts. You know, I pay $4 for drugs, and they don't charge me for doctor's visits.
Okay, but it's not through TriWest, because TriWest is another insurance that our military use that many private docs take. This is what I would do. I would call a couple orthopedic surgeons, and if you need some recommendations, email me, and I'll give you some recommendations. What town do you live in? Oh, wait, you're in Vegas, right?
I'm in Vegas.
I remember you. Okay, so email me, and I'll give you some recommendations of some people I know. Call their offices, let them know what you have and what they take. If they honor your VA coverage, fine. If they don't, you may have to go through Medicare, unfortunately. I understand. I know there's a lot of deductibles. There's a lot more out of pocket than there used to be. All right, Louie, they're making me end the show. For those of you that are also still on hold, I'm so sorry. I promise I'll get to you next Saturday if you call in early. Email me if you want to. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.